Wump Drabble Number 12, written by Sith Fox and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Fox/Quinlan. No, I will not be one of your experiments! Fox is spitting with rage, self-preservation a thing he's long since left behind. You've killed my men, good men, and it got you nowhere. Palpatine's smile is oddly indulgent. That chills Fox's blood more than anything else. I wonder if you might be convinced to change your tune. Bring in our guest. One of his red guards turns on their heel and slips out a side door at his order. You see, Commander, everyone has their price. For some, it's money. For some, it's power. For others, he trails off, smile uncomfortably wide. It's love. Fox's stomach drops out right as the Red Guard returns, dragging a chained individual behind them. No, please! As you can see, Palpatine continues, Master Voss so politely appeared right near one of our bases. Perhaps he wants to be my experimental subject. No! Fox stops himself and takes a fortifying breath. No, you let him go. Swear not to hurt him, and I'll let you do whatever you want to me. Palpatine's smile softens into something more genial. See, was that so hard? Fox drops his gaze to the floor, refusing to meet Quinn's eyes as he pulls a knife from his belt. I want it sealed in blood. Of course, no tricks for you, my boy. The Emperor accepts a sharp blade from his guard and slices his palm in tandem with Fox. They shake hands, and it's all Fox can do to not cower from the feeling of the Sith invading his mind. He should have known Sidious wouldn't let him keep his dignity, would force the change on him right in front of Quinlan. He feels his body twisting, muscles pulling unnaturally, as his shape is violently warped. He screams as pain engulfs him. It drags out into an inhuman screech as he gives himself over fully to the corrupting power. If he fights it, he'll die, and while that might be better for him, if he dies, Sidious keeps Quinlan, and Fox will not let that happen. The pain drags out, twisting his sense of time, and ends as suddenly as it came. Fox must have fallen at some point. He comes back to awareness on the cold stone floor of the throne room, Quinlan watching in horror from where he'd been dragged to the base of the stairs. Sidious laughs, chillingly, his tone wrought sweet. Oh, you are magnificent, my monster. Don't you agree, Master Voss? The gag is ripped from Quinn's mouth, leaving him gasping. What? He coughs harshly. What did you do to him? Sidious leisurely circles Fox's new form, admiring the fruits of his labor. I made him match his name. Poetic of me, don't you think? He cradles Fox's elongated jaw in his hand, unafraid of his razor-sharp canines. Sidious holds the power here, and he knows it. Now, my attack dog, in fact, not just in action. Fox bows his head in defeat. The end.